Hello there. This is Mike Brood with the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for October 2017. Last month, there were 2,946 single-family homes sold across the state, a 3.8% increase from October 2016. In fact, this was the most single-family homes sold during the month of October in more than a decade. Joining us now to shed some light on the continued impressive performance of the Connecticut real estate market is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Okay, Mike. Good to be here.
The median single-family home price increased from $240,000 to $247,000 in October from the previous month. This is the first time we've seen the median price increase between September and October since 2012. Can we take this as a sign that the real estate market might continue to perform at an elevated level despite the coming winter months?
Well, I guess we can find a silver lining in any cloud. Sure, let's take it as a good indicator. But I wouldn't bet the farm on it. The pattern we usually see is a seasonality in real estate. More homes sell over the summer months than they do in the winter. This year, the peak was in June. Last year, the peak of number of sales was in August. And the median price in the summer months is higher in the summer as well. This year, it peaked in June. Then the median price tends to fall in the autumn and reaches a new low median in the winter. Now, this doesn't mean that the market is falling. It just means that in the summer, the larger and more expensive homes in every community are changing hands. More affordable homes sell in the winter. So it is unusual to see the median price rise from September to October. Maybe prices are rising faster, or maybe it's just a blip on the radar that will be gone next month. Overall, I would say that the Connecticut real estate market is doing well in 2017. Sales are up 6.8%, and the median prices are stable.
All eyes are on Congress and the GOP House tax bill, which in its current form would gut the tax incentive to buy property. According to the Federal Reserve economic data, the homeownership rate in Connecticut has steadily declined since 2002 and is now at just 64%. When accounting for these two factors, what sort of developments can we expect to see in the coming months and beyond?
Well, it's certainly true that realtors are alarmed by some of the provision in the tax bills being reconciled in Congress. There is no question that limits to deductibility of mortgage interest and for property taxes, both of those feel threatening to real estate professionals. They worry that incentives to promote home ownership are being cut. But the fact is that the home ownership rates have been in decline for a while now, so it's not just due to new tax schemes. And that's happening everywhere, not just in Connecticut. I think many people find that rentals are attractive. They like the way property maintenance gets shifted to someone else's shoulders. And perhaps some were spooked by the dramatic decline in real estate prices and foreclosures a decade ago. And perhaps they're too worried to take the leap of faith at this time. Also, I think younger people expect to change jobs more often in their careers, a job switch can be good. But if relocating requires a real estate sale and then a purchase, they worry about all of the transaction costs. If real estate values are not rising fast enough, home equity gets gobbled up in those commissions. So I think there are lots of other reasons besides the tax bill that we're seeing home ownership rates actually decline a bit.
Thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for listening. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for October 2017. If you'd like more information about Warren Group products and services, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.